Let me first say that I'm very happy to be able to be here today and to participate in this conference, because works of Neumann were, I can say, at the beginnings of my Jungian studies, and so he was a kind of a second analytical psychology author I read in my life.
Yes.
So I think he strongly influenced myself. And I was just thinking, how was it to prepare this event and book publication for a long time? As I imagine, it was a lot of work for you.
First of all, I'm glad that you're here. And we are now at the final day of the conference. In fact, the final afternoon of the conference. It seems like we have been able to gather here together in a good atmosphere, yes, it's been a long preparation, it's been lots of hard work, but the longer preparation was, of course, be able to get the correspondence published. It's been a very, very long story, a very long process.
Who came up with this idea at the very beginning? How was it?
The conference or the correspondence?
The correspondence.
The correspondence, there were efforts decades ago to publish the correspondence. But for a variety of reasons it was delayed. None of the previous attempts to get it published managed to work out. Then about 9 years ago, the original manuscripts of the correspondence were sold at auction. Nobody knows where, or nobody, I don't know. I don't know where the original manuscripts are, and it seems like most people don't know who bought them. They were anonymous buyers. Eventually, we did manage conclude an agreement between the Jung Foundation, the Philemon Foundation, and I, as the representative of the Neumann Estate, we managed to come to an agreement about the preparation for the publication of the correspondence. Then it took about 2.5 years until it actually was published now a few weeks ago. The correspondence, there are people who have known, some of Jung's letters were published in his letters, he has these two-volume letters of C.G. Jung, and some of Neumann's letters were published in articles previously. Those who had seen much of the correspondence already in the past considered it to be Jung's most important correspondence, probably besides the Freud-Jung correspondence. So we all knew that it was a very valuable correspondence. I got to read it a few years ago and, of course, agree that it was tremendously interesting. But I think we also received an extra bonus, because when the editor of the correspondence, Martin Liebscher, proceeded with his work, and he is a good scholar and historian, so he made lots of research and managed to find some additionals to the letters that were not known and that are published now in the correspondence. When we signed the agreement about the correspondence, in fact, Ulrich Hörni, Jung's grandson, suggested that we hold a conference in Israel for the publication. So this is where we are now.
And it turned to be a magnificent idea, because it felt that it's in its roots, you know?
Yes.
Many times during the conference there was emphasized the meaning of the soil and the meaning of the ground,
right.
Connection to the spirit. I think it's very meaningful for also for this correspondence. And what was very important for me, that this title, an article, Psychology in Exile, and so now we are here, such a big event.
Yes, yes, I completely agree with you. The importance of the soil, the ground, and this was the archetypal ground that Erich Neumann turned to, came here by his own desire, and felt basically rooted in.
He writes in his one of his letters that his dreams started to show connection to the ground.
Yes. Particularly his anima appeared in dreams when he connected to the ground here.
He wrote about female figures appearing.
Exactly, exactly.
And I was thinking, just for you, what do you think, what is from your point of view the most important aspect of Neumann's psychology for contemporary analytical psychology and for our times?
I would say three things. His ideas are interesting, and they, such as the ego self axis that later Edinger wrote more about, and other concepts of Neumann's, that some that are more known, some that are less known. He, for instance, added centroversion to introversion, extroversion, and he spoke about centroversion as one aspect of the individuation process. But besides his concepts, I think that there are another couple of issues that are important. One is the way that he connected the individual to the external collective. To the external collective. Not only to the collective unconscious, but to the cultural psyche, objective psyche, and to modern times. Of course, Jung did that as well, and Freud did it as well. But Neumann did it in his particular way. Not only looking into, for instance, the shadow of the development of what would happen to the Hebrew and Israeli soul on its own soil, but many other aspects as well, which include, for instance, his writings about mass man and the tendencies the modern and maybe even the postmodern era. I think that's we can see it in his book The New Ethic. We can see it in the appendix, in one of the appendices to his Origins of Consciousness, where he writes about the mass man, and in some of his Eranos lectures. Personally, since I also deal with the relationship between the individual and one's era and the external collective, I find him really a pioneer in that field. The third aspect, I think, is because he dared to be his own individual. He firmly rooted in analytical psychology, with this deep relationship, not an easy relationship, a complex relationship with Jung, but he was not what one could call a card-carrying member of the Jungian orthodoxy. He was not orthodox. He was not dogmatic in that sense, but he dared to develop his own ideas. And I think that's something that Jung appreciated.
So that was the foundation of their long friendship, I think.
I think so. I think that young. I mean, it's quite striking to see how Neumann, who is not yet 30 years old, challenges the well-known master who is nearly 60 years old. And I think that Jung appreciated that.
Yes, this one of the first letters which he ends with the sentence, I know that there is some Mars in this, what I will yes. write. This was very impressive because he was so young. And
yes, yes. It is very striking, I think. But I think that Jung preferred that to those who become his followers and who need to feel that they whatever they express is in accordance with the formal law yes. of Jungian psychology.
Yes, because followers need to be fed all the time with ideas and kind of spirit is just a companion.
Right. It reminds me of often new generations of Jungian analysts here in Israel ask me if the story is true that when I applied for Jungian training, the chairperson of the committee said that she doubted that I will ever really be able to learn Jungian concepts. And since I have written a few textbooks about it, they usually laugh at that. But the truth is that she was absolutely right. I have never fully learned the Jungian concepts. It's not that they are so complicated, but I believe that I will never actually fully learn them. And I hope that I will never learn them.
Because there is the question, what does it mean for the individual to learn something?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And to constantly combat with it, struggle with it, yes. develop it maybe in a certain sense, and not accept the dogma. Not to be idiosyncratic and make up one's own, entirely one's own, but to be in dialogue with it, to be in a living relationship with concepts, ideas, thoughts. Jung himself developed over the years. So we see that the self in his early writings does not mean the same as his self in later writings.
Yes. This was actually very important for me when I started to read letters, because I'm in the process. I bought them a week ago or so. Because, you know, I'm from the group that's in its youth. It has begun several years ago. And so to see how one struggles with himself, his development, his authorities as well, that's mm-hmm. very meaningful. And so for me, Neumann doesn't only apply for the advanced young analysts, also for the fresh ones very much, and from the fresh groups, because we can understand that development is dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is not orthodoxy, as you said.
Exactly.
Because orthodoxy is death of the concept.
Exactly.
Would you like to add something? Because, you know, I could go on like this for an hour.
Yeah. Well,
it's very interesting.
I'm very happy that this probably signifies a certain renewal of Neumann, not only because of who Neumann was and his thoughts, etc. That's important enough. But I think it can bring an additional vitality to analytical psychology. Jung, as for instance was quoted also in the dramatic presentation, told his followers in Zurich that with Neumann one has to think with him.
Yes.
And yes, Neumann was a thinker. He understood the feminine psyche very well, And that maybe should be added as one of the important aspects and of his contributions. He required, I think, and also in his books, that one doesn't take him easy. One needs to invest quite a lot oneself in order to be in dialogue with Neumann. And I think that can bring a vitality to analytical psychology, therefore this kind of renewal, I find, may possibly be quite important. The papers that have been presented over the conference, I think, show quite a lot of creativity among the speakers, quite a lot of passion, in fact, in working with the material the way they've done. And this will be compiled into a book that Murray Stein and I will edit. And I think that can be hopefully a nice contribution as well. And quite soon, an early manuscript of Neumann's called Jacob and Esau, the symbolic, the collective, the symbolic, I've forgotten the title, you see, this is old age, of the brother motif, will be published in half a year or less. I had the privilege to edit it and write the introduction. And there will be more material of Neumann that has not been published, that will be published. So all in all, I think that both because of Neumann's importance, the importance of the contact between Jung and Neumann, and for the vitality of individual thinking in the field of analytical psychology. And I hope that this conference has contributed a little bit to that as well.
And when can we expect proceedings after the book, after the conference? Is it the next year, in 2 years?
Ah, no. I'm sure that within a year. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here, and the conversation, our conversation, was an important one for me as well. So hope to meet in the future.
I hope we will, and thank you so much. Thank you.